Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
So today we're going to talk about that third thing, risk, fees, and taxes. So we'll talk about taxes specifically in retirement. What are some tips and strategies that retired or retiring people should be thinking about to reduce their taxes?
You know, Daniel, most of our clients, when they come to us, they say, my investment advisor or my CPA says this is not tax advice. Why do they say that? I mean, he's my CPA. He's doing my taxes, but he's saying this is not tax advice.
Well, that's not their specialty. And a lot of advisors really don't feel comfortable talking about taxes. And if they do mention taxes, they say, well, this is just informational purposes. Even though you're their client and they're supposed to be your fiduciary, they're not giving you tax advice. And if you look in the email disclosure at the bottom of every email your advisor sends, it might say, I do not give tax advice. I do not give legal advice. Well, on this show, it's not specific advice to you either. But when you meet with us, we do give you tax advice and legal advice. I am a licensed attorney. And we give you advice specifically on how to reduce your taxes in retirement. That's our specialty. And that's what we have jumped all into to be able to help our clients with.
Well, Daniel, all my life I've been hearing, you know, just move money into tax-deferred accounts because your taxes are going to be less when you retire. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire.
Yeah, and a lot of people, when they retire, they find out that's been a lie. It's the biggest scam in the IRS code right now is deferred taxes. Instead of deferred, I like to call them postponed taxes. You're just postponing them. Somehow that sounds worse, doesn't it?
Well, it's even worse than that because you're actually in a business relationship with the IRS, and the IRS can change the rules on you without your permission. So if I have a partnership with the IRS, my partnership is the amount of tax they owe, right?
So you might think you have $1 million in your IRA, but you really don't. You have about $700,000, and they have $300,000 in the IRA.
That's if you're in a 30% tax bracket. If you're in a higher tax bracket, it could be worse.
Exactly. Well, who determines the tax bracket? Do you determine that? No, the government does.
Yeah. Right?
And so if you're in that relationship, it's really like a business partnership. You have this IRA or this 401k, and it has not yet been taxed. That means the government, as your business partner, can change the percentage they own at any time just with the stroke of a pen.
Yep. And you have no choice. You have no way to get out of that. You've already given them that permission by postponing the taxes.
Well, there is one way to get out of it. You can dissolve the partnership, right? You could take it all out, buy out the government, pay the taxes now, and then you know what they are because they are what they are today. So pay them now, and then you don't have any tax in the future. It's all tax-free. And what we're talking about is converting your IRAs and 401ks to Roth. You might be thinking, well, I made too much money to do a Roth. Yeah, that may be true, but there's no income limitation or amount limitation on Roth conversions, at least not yet.
Yeah, sometimes they're called backdoor Roth, and that's what they're talking about, converting an IRA or SEP or KEO or whatever to a Roth after you've already put the money in.
And so the idea is to try to get as much of your money tax-free as possible. Yeah, I heard an advisor say once, another tax advisor that's a friend of mine, I heard him say, you know, they say that guaranteed lifetime income is the best thing in retirement. No, it's only the second best thing. The best thing in retirement is tax-free guaranteed lifetime income.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you can make it tax-free, that is the key. And anything you can do to reduce the taxes is going to really help, especially because taxes are going up. How do I know they're going up? Well, in a couple of years, in 2026, for sure, there's already laws on the books that are going to make the taxes go up. For most people, the rates will go up by either a few percent or quite a bit more. But more than that,
it's the tax brackets are shrinking. So the space you have in each bracket is going to be smaller. So you have less room to do any conversions or to make money.
So, for example, if you were in 2024, if you were married, you had up to $380,000 or more of room and still be in the 24% bracket. But that amount may go down to $233,000 as the limit. In 2026,
that's $150,000 less that you can make and still pay in the same bracket.
But that's not even the same bracket. The bracket also goes up, right? So they get you both ways. So that's one side. But Also, just for the long term, I have never met a single person who thinks tax rates will generally go down in the future. Everyone expects tax to go up. All the experts expect it. All of the non-experts also expect it. And because we know what the government's been doing, we know the money they've been spending, and they got to get it from somewhere to pay those debts. So taxes are likely to go up in the future. And so you have a choice between paying a little bit of tax now or paying a lot more later. Most of our clients who are retiring, who had reasonably high incomes while they were working, they have a decent amount of savings, you know, $1 million, $3 million, $5 million of savings or more. They're finding that basically every dollar they pay in tax today is going to save them $2 or $3 in taxes later. And that, even though converting to Roth is really expensive and it hurts a lot to pay all those taxes, it's still better than paying twice as much tax down the road.
Now, full disclosure, it's not for everyone. Okay, what I mean by that is there are certain people that can do a Roth conversion if they want, but it doesn't really help them. So you got to find out, is it going to help you? Most people, it does help. So in most cases, you'll be much better off of paying the taxes.
And how do we know? I mean, you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and that's how you can find out, because we'll do the analysis for you. And we can, you can ask us for the a tax analysis to calculate how much it will save you to do Roth conversions. And we do that for our clients so they know ahead of time. And then if you become our client for the long term, then we meet with you every year or multiple times a year to be able to decide exactly how much to convert each year.
And where the money's going to come from, how to pay it, most efficient way to convert.
So let's talk about some other things that you could do in retirement to reduce taxes. So one thing you can do is you can have money in other tax-free areas. So besides Roth, there are other areas. In fact, before Roth IRA was even allowed, Roth conversions were allowed in 2010, the most common place people put money that was accessible tax-free was in a life insurance policy. So you can do that. That was, I like to call that the old-fashioned Roth conversion. So even if Roth conversions become illegal again, as they've been talking about, you can still do this idea if you're healthy enough to qualify.
Yeah, and again, some people are so adverse to insurance. You mention the word insurance and they get all uptight and closed off and stuff. But you know, the bottom line is you've got to hate taxes a little more than you hate insurance. That's it. If you hate taxes a little more than you hate insurance, that it may work for you.
Exactly. So there's ways to set aside some of that money to put it into an account that is with an insurance company that'll go tax-free or be accessible tax-free if it's set up properly.
Yeah, so that's a very important point. It has to be designed appropriately. We use the IRS tax code and the formulas to maximize your benefit. And if you're not doing that, then the life insurance may not be the best benefit for you.
And again, probably 90% of the policies we've reviewed do not qualify for that maximum tax savings that you can have. So you want to make sure you maximize it. And it's a maximum non-MEC funding for the contract, minimum a death benefit, so that you can get the best tax advantages. So that's one way. Then there's another way to have tax-free income in retirement, and that's with real estate. If your real estate is set up properly, then due to something called depreciation, most or all of the income that you're getting might be tax-free in retirement. And so you could have rental income, rental properties, and not pay any tax at all on that money if it's set up in the right way. Again, many people look for real estate as a hoping that it will appreciate. And that's not really what you want to think about in retirement. In retirement, the most important thing is what?
Income. Cash flow.
Cash flow. So not so much capital appreciation. I had a conversation the other day with a client when we were teaching her this, and she had a property that was, you know, it was somewhat profitable, you know, making a little bit of money, but it wasn't nearly as profitable as it could be. And that's because she said, well, I'm going to keep this because it'll go up in value. It'll go up in value. And I said, well, maybe, but I don't really care. Not that I don't care. I agree with you. It probably will go up in value, but you should not care whether it does or not, because this...
You can't spend that.
Yes. You can't spend that unless you sell it. What I'm saying is you need to have a property that is producing good rental income profits. And if it's in a good location with strong rents, it'll also go up in value. So it's not like you won't ever get that appreciation that you want. But appreciation is a distant secondary goal at best for retirement planning. Because if you're 20 or 30 years old and you're trying to buy and hold property for a long time, that's a little different. But if you're retired or close to retirement, then your real estate really needs to be set up so that you can maximize your income and minimize your expenses, minimize your taxes. And if you cannot make more income than whatever you can get with no risk at all in a bank or an insurance policy, then really it's not a good property. So that's the other thing to think about for real estate. If you
compare it to something.
Yeah, compare to something. If you sold your property now, say you have a rental property and you think it's probably doing okay, you're not losing money anyway, right?
So let's say it's $500,000, it's paid off property with $500,000, and you're making $2,000 a month in rent.
So that's $24,000 a year.
Plus you still got insurance and taxes and the expenses there.
Yeah, so let's say you're making
$15,000.
All right, so $15,000 is your profit on this, and you have $500,000 of equity in there. So that's important, the equity, not how much you spent on it, but how much you could get out if you sold it today. Mm-hmm. So $500,000 of equity, and you're making $15,000 of profit every year. Well, that's actually not very much. The reason I say that's not very much is it's only 3%. So you have $500,000 invested at 3% with risk, because the tenant could always not pay, or you could have a maintenance issue. So it still has risk. It's not risk-free. It's maybe less risky than the stock market, but it still has risk. So you're risking $500,000 for a 3% return. Well, you can get probably a 4 or 5% return from a CD
or cash account,
or cash or a fixed annuity or something that guarantees that from a bank or insurance company or a treasury. So if you can get the same or better with a complete guarantee from a financial institution, then why in the world would you take all the risk and only make the 3%? Well, it's going to grow. I don't care whether it grows, because growth does not help you in retirement. Income helps you in retirement. So what you want to do then in that case is either find a property that does actually produce more than whatever you can get without risk someplace else. Again, it has to be higher than you could get in the bank or an insurance policy that's guaranteed. If it is, great. Then sell that property, buy another one that's going to produce that. I like real estate.
Yeah.
But if you cannot, then go ahead and get rid of the property and put it in someplace else that's risk-free, because you can get more interest anyway.
And growth only works if you sell it.
And we'll be happy to meet with you. Again, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.